From around the world, these are the latest international news headlines. Explosions have rocked Damascus, wounding at least 18 people, as France's president meets with his Syrian counterpart in a landmark visit. Syria's Interior Ministry says Emmanuel Macron was inside the presidential palace when the explosions occurred, his office saying he's safe and that the meeting with Syrian President Ahmad al-Sharaa continued. Iranian state television reports a liquefied natural gas tanker has come under attack in the Strait of Hormuz off Oman after ignoring warnings. The report by state TV, quoting anonymous sources, implied Tehran carried out the assault on a tanker. It said carried natural gas from Qatar. NATO has showcased a series of military projects worth billions of dollars in an attempt to persuade President Donald Trump that US allies are converting fresh defense spending into real firepower. It's money well spent, says NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Today in your city, someone is walking their dog. Someone is crossing the street to their car. Someone's kid is riding a bike home. And they're counting on you to drive the speed limit. Speeding accounts for nearly 30% of traffic fatalities. And most of those crashes don't happen on the interstate. They happen on the streets where people live. Slow down. It's an act of care for the people around you. So remember, speeding catches up with you. Know the road and respect its limits. Presented by NHTSA. Now back to your podcast.